The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. Glad you can join me again. So today I want to talk about having positivity through the flex. So, you know, I see a lot of people counting up on TV, man. They flexing the money all up and down the arm, throwing it in the circle, on the floor, all of that, man. But these younger guys and these younger females that don't have access to that flex cash, that on hand, man, they be feeling horrible, man. So this is all to my young people and the mature ones that get put in those situations where they flexing on you with that money, man. Don't be mesmerized. Don't be dismayed. You know, don't let it affect you. Use it as motivation. You know, I know they're gonna talk down when they doing it. When the girls come around, they're gonna talk down. They're gonna make you feel less than who you are. You know, and just a minute ago, y'all was just cool, laughing and joking. So Uncle Tim here to say, man, do not let that disease get in your mind, man. Money is money. And acquiring money starts in your mind, man. You know, if you're gonna see that and you got friends, family, watching TV and you see that, man, and that influence is making you feel like you're less of a person because you're not having that mass amount of undocumented money to just show around. That money really can't get you far, man. So let me just let y'all understand that, man. That's undocumented money. The money can't be used in a lot of different places, man, and in a lot of different areas in life, you know. So let's get us some real jobs, you know, not knocking nobody that's counting up with it. You know, it's the flex this time of year, you know what I'm saying? When I was younger, we did it in a different manner. This the new world. They doing it their way. And salute to everybody that has it to flex with. I'm just talking to those that feel less than others when they get flexed on, you know. There's a reaction, you know, somebody's flexing and the person that's not getting flexed or flexing ain't feeling too good about this. He ain't got nothing to count up with, you know, and the girl's looking at him and his homie's looking at him. They're going to talk bad about him. They're going to make him feel less than the person. You're not less than the person. You're not less than the person, man. You're worth more than that undocumented money. You're more valuable than that undocumented money. You just have to believe that. I know it's hard to even grasp that in your mind just because money rules the world. That paper, that green strip, it rules the world. It's physical. You can grasp it. You know what's better than that, though? Credit. Credit is king. Remember that. So all my young people out here and my mature people, yo, credit, man. Don't be mesmerized by the flex, the count up. Man, go get you a bank account, a secure credit card. I got some people I can see you in the right direction if you need that. But be wise about how you accumulate your money and how you invest the money. Get you a bank card, you know, get you a bank account. You know, learn that part of it, man. Don't get caught up in the flex and walking around with all this money that you can only buy clothes with, man. You can only buy so much with that money. That's the truth. If you need a house, you can't take that 100 racks to the bank. You know what I'm saying? It don't work like that. You need documented money. You need money that's been accounted for. So to all my young ones out there, my mature ones, man, focus in on what it is you need to do to put yourself in a position, man, so you can accumulate that thing that you so desire that makes you feel less than the person when everybody counting up on you. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's just part of the game now, you know. So we got to take it as it comes, and we got to handle it the best way possible. So Uncle Tim here to tell you, man, don't let that affect you, man. That's a small thing in life. I know it look big, man, because you ain't holding it, you know, and it feel good in your hand to just have that big wad, man, to be able to do that. If you don't have that wad, man, you're still valuable. You're still someone. At that moment in time, you ain't gonna feel like it. At that moment in time, they ain't gonna make you feel like it. You're gonna be probably one of the lesser ones, you know? But don't let that send you out here into these streets doing any and everything to get to this green strip, man. You know, don't let that be the determining factor that you done went out here and risked your life that you got ahead of you for a couple dollars, man, that's to stick in your pocket. Real money, it don't fit in your pocket. Real large lump sum of wealth, of big money, it ain't going all in your, you can't fit it in there, man. That, if it could fit in your pocket, it's a good thing, but it's more than life than just pocket money. I myself want to acquire more than just pocket money. You know, you can get a big credit score. You know, they got credit limits. That, man, that you don't have to have a dollar in your pocket. And you can have almost anything that person with that flex money has. So to my young ones, man, young guys, listen, do not be dismayed by this count-up season. Applaud those that's counting up, man, not hating on nobody. This is just for those that don't have that resource, man, that ain't out here doing what they need, doing any and everything to get it. You know, and some that's counting up ain't doing any and everything to get it. Let's just say that. But let's just say that those that don't have that count up money, man, focus up, man. Find you a couple jobs, man. Look within yourself. Find out what it is that you can create, man. Use it as motivation. That's my biggest thing. Anything that doesn't make you feel good, you know, you leave your friends and you like, dang, I feel less than so-and-so. And, you know, they got this, they got that, and I don't have nothing. And listen, stop that. That's whining for one. And for two, get up off your sorrows, man, and get on your horse, man. Use it as motivation. Use everything as motivation. You know, that's something you got to learn. You know, it's something I had to learn. You know, you can use it as a positive or a negative. Use it as a positive on what can I do to get this money up, man? Go, hey, rake leaves. It's snow coming. Shovel. You know what I'm saying? There's so many different ways to get that money besides risking your life and your God-given time in life. You know, a lot of people going to cut their things short for chasing the long haul. I've done that. I've put myself back a couple years by chasing small money. The big money out here to be had, man, you just got to get your time. You got to give yourself time to accumulate that money. It ain't won overnight unless you hit the lottery, get blessed, find a bag of money. But real, real, real money is earned, man. It ain't appearing just like that. So go out here. Let's earn our dollars. Let's earn our millions. Let's earn our thousands, you know, however form it come. And let's be wise with it. Let's be wise with our earnings. Let's put them in the right situation so they can grow, make investments out of them, you know. Let's be wise about that. It ain't always about just flashing it. And I'm not knocking nobody that's flashing. Salute to y'all, man. I like it too. I like to see them count up. But I had a couple young clients that expressed to me that how it makes them feel, man. You know, and they like, you know, they feel less than human, man. You know, that a moment in time, a moment in life where a person you know, showing off what he has. You know, some of these females got big money. They showing off what they have, you know. And people feel less than that person, man. You know, that's a real feeling. If you don't have no one around you to guide you through that feeling, no one to guide you through that moment, on hey, that don't be in a rush, you know, to kind of hold you in place and give you some positive feedback. A lot of these young people don't have that. So that's why I'm saying this, because a lot of them feel helpless, man. They ain't got the money. They don't have the resources. Nobody's trying to help them. So to my youngins and my mature ones, man, let's go out here and help ourselves. You know, let's get off our butts and let's get a couple hustles, man. You know, it's out here to be had. The money already printed. You just got to go get it. That's basic and simple, man. It's already printed. You just have to go out here and get it. And let's get it the right way. Let's not risk our lives, man. You know, I know a couple of people that's doing big time, big time, you know, and I'm sure they had to do it over. They would, man. You know, they wouldn't sacrifice their time in life of where they at now for the small amount of money that they was getting. I don't care how much they got. I guarantee they'd rather be out here right now at this moment. And that's salute to everybody, not knocking them, man. But, you know, it's real, man. You know, I've been in those situations where I risked my life for a couple of dollars. And that took me out of the off the scene. And many times I sat in those places like, dang, man, it was really worth it. So to my young guys, OGs, don't fall for it. Stay wise to the wise world. That's only a trick, man. It's a trick to get you out here to make you overextend yourself. We're not overextending ourselves. You stay focused, you stay under control, and we being creative in that process. If you don't have no creativity within you, that money ain't gonna help you no way. A pile of money without a strategy to make more money is not going to help the situation. You're just gonna blow money and then be looking for some more money. So that's what I say. Don't worry about this undocumented count-up money, man. It ain't worth risking your life, man. It ain't worth risking your freedom. You know, your family loves you. They might not show it all the time. You have friends that love you. They might not show it all the time. And if you love yourself enough, you won't even put yourself in that situation. You'll be wise enough to say, that ain't for me, man. I don't care how I feel, you know, because everybody want that green strip, man. Everybody want that money, man. That's what it's about nowadays, that money. Go get it. Don't be ashamed to go get it. But let's do it in a wise way. Let's do it in the proper way. Let's not harm nobody for it, you know. I'm not preaching to nobody, but just saying that those that don't have the resources, those that feel low, you know, when they friends, you know, get the breaking out them bands on them, counting up on them, you know. Don't worry about it, man. Hold strong, man. Smile, man, and congratulate them, man. You know, I know that sounds hard to do, to be a cheerleader for your homie that's counting up. But, hey, be happy for someone that has it, man. You know, you never know what he had to go through to get it or she did to get it, man. You know? Yeah. You know, not knocking that either, but you're saying in a positive way, man. Let's get our own. Let's not be upset about the people that have it. Let's not let those people make us upset, you know, or make us feel like we're less than them. And it's easy to feel like that. But I'm here to tell you that it's just a small moment in time, man. You know, you got plenty of time in life to get you some bands up. It's just about, are you going to go about what direction you're going to go to get them bands? Because it's out here to have, man. It's out here to get. You know, there's so many ways to have it nowadays. You know, they just shorten the playing field with this technology. So I would say find the resources. Be creative with that money. Use that money in the right places. Use that money to build your credit up. Credit is king. That's the truth. It's the truth. Credit is king. And also, make sure you show love to the little ones, you know. Don't hog the money. Spread love, man, the Brooklyn way. You know, it hand out a little dollar day to the little ones, man. And bless somebody that don't have it, man, you know. Let's bless the people with the funds, you know. Everybody don't have them resources to count up like that. So let's bless some people with those winnings. You know what I mean? And so I hope I ain't feel I didn't put none of my young people in a bad position by speaking up on that whole situation. But I know it weighed on my heart that you know, people feeling like that, you know. But when I was younger, you know, I didn't have all the best clothes. I went to school with holes in my shoes, so I understand, you know. I have friends throwing money in the air, you know what I mean. It didn't make me feel bad, you know, but I was one of the ones running around and picking up dollars and, you know, laughing and joking like, man, he threw all the money in the air, boom, boom, boom. Hey, it's fun times. Let's keep it like that. Don't let that moment make you feel less than. That's what I'm trying to get the point across is, do not let the money make you feel less than. You're more valuable than dollars. This flesh, you know what I'm saying? That's this heart, this mind. This whole body is more worth than more. Excuse me. This whole body is worth more than gold. It's weight in gold. Just trust and believe that, man. You have everything you need to accomplish any and everything. You just got to give yourself time to develop. You're still young, and if you're mature, you still got time, man. It's never too late. You know, most millionaires Some haven't even, they don't even develop the millionaire talent till, you know, they get more for late 40s, early 40s, 35, you know what I mean? So give yourself time. Those are the ones 19, 20, 21, 25 and younger. Man, give yourself time to get that money. Be patient with yourself. Give yourself time. That's the true essence of it. Give yourself time to accumulate what you need and be wise about when you get it and what you're going to do with it. Don't be like the rest. Don't be like what you see on TV. It don't last in that form. It doesn't last in that form. And I'm going to leave y'all with that. I'm going to keep it short and brief. I'm glad y'all can join me. I had a wonderful day today. The sun's out. I came in with shorts on, getting my last day in of the summer. It's over. It's late November. It's early November, but I had to get my last day in with it. So thank y'all for tuning in. And, stay wise. See you later.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.